Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Cathaoirleach Sligo County Council, Donal Gilroy, is with me here on the programme today. Donal, will you explain why there is an urgent need to hire more dog wardens in County Sligo?
Well, I suppose there's an urgent need right around the country. Sorry, good afternoon, Andrea, and thanks for having me on. I brought this up at the last meeting of Sligo County Council because the department has made available additional funding for councils, but the councils have to come up with matching funding themselves to pay for the dog wardens. And what I'm looking for is that we start planning for 2027 now and put it into our budget. You know, you don't have to be told about the landscape of Sligo, and you drive up and down that road fairly regular. And you know that on Benbulben Mountain, as you drive past it, and many other areas across the county, you'll see lots of sheep out. And we have a major problem with dogs worrying livestock. We've even had cases near where I live myself, where cattle have been driven from grazing land out off at the edge of cliffs, out onto the rocks. Yeah. You know, with sheep, I think you learn as you go along. Yeah. I attended a sheep kill one time where they'd been attacked, and it seems this particular farmer had put what he called multiples, and you'd be familiar with that term as well, where they're going to have twins or triplets, and he had them all together in one field. They were attacked. But what I didn't understand is that the lambs from a very early stage have assumed their position in the birth canal so that they come. And if the ewe is chased from left to right around the field, even if the dogs don't bite or anything like that, their whole system gets tied up in knots and they end up aborting the lambs, which is very costly for the farmers. We had a case in Ross's Point where a small dog, a pet dog, was being outwalked by its owner on a lead, I believe, was attacked by a bigger dog, and the dog ended up having to be put down. The little dog had to be put down afterwards, and your man drove off, no concerns.
So there's incidents, there's been recent incidents, and that's why, Donal, you're looking for increased dog
Absolutely.
Wardens and a presence. And you're right. I'm sure there's many others of our listeners across the country who have similar experiences, and we'd like to hear those today on the programme. It's 1800 453 106. But, Donal, I cut across you there. There was a third incident you were going to mention as well.
Yeah. We had an attack on a lady by a breed that I believe should be banned completely, the pit bull. A household that had a number of pit bulls, including seven pups, which one of them had, and the dog warden service had to take in those dogs. The one that had attacked the woman was put down, but the other ones were put were taken and have to be stored, looked after, until he can get a court order to have those dogs put down.
That's the issue you're dealing with. How many dog wardens do you have in the county?
We only have one. Yeah. And the man works extremely hard, but again, he's not available at a lot of the times when I'd like to see him out there being active at the beautiful scenic spots that we have, be it Mullaghmore, Strigia, yeah. Ross's Point,
he also
anywhere
can't be in multiple places at the one time.
Absolutely.
Either. And you mentioned that the government's made available funding for every county council across the country that they can draw down if they themselves are willing to match it, to hire more dog wardens. What's the cost of that, Donal?
Well, it's 2 million in total that they are putting up. So, you know, there would be a substantial amount for each. And, you know, when you employ someone, you employ them not just for 1 year. You have to think the year after and the year after and the year after. But I think it is the service, and there's more and more of it. You know, some people get upset about dog fouling, but the issue, which is also his remit, But we also have this constant ongoing issue with dogs attacking livestock and human beings. And there was one lady who had to go for a number of operations after being attacked by one of these big dogs. And it's so frightening. And, you know, we have such a wonderful county with so many things going on. And
genuine need then, you feel, Donal, to try and employ or hire more dog wardens so in the county. Finbar Phelan, who's the chair of the Sligo Tidy Towns, is with us here too, because as Donal mentioned, I'm sure dog fouling is probably problematic there as well, Finbar.
It was, Andrea, but you may be aware that Sligo was deemed Ireland's cleanest town there again a couple of weeks ago. And we did have an issue with dog fouling in the past, but in fairness, due to a very good publicity campaign by ourselves, Sligo Tidy Towns and Sligo County Council, and then more awareness of it, providing bins and bags at appropriate locations in our parks, it has dramatically improved. But it's a bit like what Donal was said there. Our main streets are fine, are clean. If you go to some of the side streets where there's just not as much visibility, people will act the maggot. And we tend to find out that we just have persistent offenders who just won't get with the program and won't help out. And that's where we need to just tackle that issue and go after them.
And are more dog wardens, is that the answer?
Well, you just said it there. We've one dog warden. We've a huge county. If we've two, it's still probably not going to be enough. So, you know, so you need to, if I put my business hat on as opposed to my tidy towns hat on, there's numerous people that walk our towns. There's traffic wardens, there's litter wardens, there's council officials, there's the guards, and then there's the general public. And if you see someone that's persistently offending, don't be afraid to let someone know in the council or the guards that so-and-so is bringing his dog out on the street and not cleaning up. Because that's how you will deal with it. And that's how we have found that with general litter and with dog fouling in our town centres, just the generosity and the good nature of the local people is what's making a difference. Well, and they police us as opposed to trying to get one guy to deal with it. And in fairness, it would be much more important for that our dog warden to be dealing with the issues Donal is addressing, because they're frightening and there's a real cost to the farmers or the people. And that's where I would like to see, if we have an additional dog warden,
that's where it goes.
His or her time was invested in that work.
Well, just on that, and Donal, you might clarify if something similar is happening in Sligo to County Wicklow, because listener in Bray this afternoon tells me that they've just got a letter in the door yesterday asking if they have a dog. If they do have one, do they have a license? And it said in the letter that they're going to be returning to check to make sure that this dog owner has a license. Like, is that the kind of enforcement we need in every county across the country?
Our dog warden does that as well. But one of the other issues is it is compulsory that you have your dog chipped. And that allows the dog to be identified if he's caught doing something wrong. All veterinary practices, the dog warden, a number of farmers would have a scanner for identifying dogs. And it is vitally important it's the law. And I really think the dog warden should be out there. And if he meets you and your dog, the license is important. And it's what pays for the dog wardens in a certain way. But the more important part is that they can be scanned and identified, and that at least the dog can be recognised and its owner can be recognised.
Yeah, it's one way to try and monitor the owner. Gerry Loftus is with us. Gerry's a farmer and leader of the Rural Ireland organisation. Gerry, I believe you think the introduction of dog wardens or more dog wardens won't make much of a difference.
Good afternoon, Andrea, and to your listeners. Yes, I do. And while I agree with some of the previous comments that we don't have many dog wardens, the problem here is this has been going on and going on and going on for years. And until we put proper protocol and legislation in place as regards ownership of dogs, this is just going to continue. Because the reality is here that, and my question would be to the legislators is, you know, the dogs that a lot of people have, number one, does not suit their environment. Like, an example of that would be quite simple. I often breed collie dogs, which are sheep dogs, and I would not give you or sell you a collie dog, unless you want a farmer, unless you're a sheep. But yes, I see people walking around towns with these dogs. And what happens with them dogs when they're locked up or in the backyard and they're not in their natural environment, they become vicious, etc., etc.? What I would also question is, why does you see somebody walking around with two or three greyhounds? Why do people need greyhounds if they're not involved in the greyhound industry. Why did people need these killer dogs like pit bulls, etc., etc.? Like, by all means, have a pet. But if you have a pet, have a pet that is suitable. And the other thing
is, sometimes they're rehomed and taken out. That's often people take them from or adopt them, you know, or foster them from some of the dog shelters to rehome them.
Yeah, that is correct. That in dog shelters, but why are the in dog shelters in the first place? Like, to me, the whole system has been let go out of control. For example, you get people there who never owned a dog. They get a dog. They never lived in the countryside. They have no experience of animals. And they should have to go through a certain course before they are allowed ownership of a dog. It's a very dangerous thing. And they need to understand that.
You're supposed to make sure the dog is microchipped. You're due to have a yearly dog license. And you're supposed to make sure that your dog has some kind, you know, has a collar on it with basically your own contact details. I mean, do we need many more rules?
Well, you see, we do, and we need to start at the beginning, and we need to put proper protocol in place. And why we may talk about dog wardens, take the town of Sligo, if you so wish. How long do we think it would take a dog warden to go around and check every back street, every backyard, and check every house in Sligo to see have they licensed, are they chipped, how many dogs have they, how would they be cared for? How long would that take? How many dog wardens would you want? It's unworkable talking about dog wardens until we come up with legislation as regards the rules and regulations around the ownership of dogs. And you get people out of the country, and I've seen them and we know of them, who let a dog off the lease on a greenway or anywhere. Now, total irresponsibility, because they do not understand, some of them doesn't care, or more of them doesn't understand that dog, it's fun for the dog, chase cattle, chase sheep, into the dog strains, whatever the case may be. And then if they're approached, they become angry and become dangerous, like as if they own the place. People like that should get one chance and one chance only, and they should be banned from ever keeping a dog again if they're not.
1800 453 106, that's the number. Hang on there, Jerry, for a second. I've got Deirdre with me on the line in Kerry. Do you agree with Jerry on this, or are you with Donal and Finbar? Is there a need for more dog wardens, Dee?
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
Good.
I have to counter that last contributor there that said greyhounds are killers and shouldn't be. I mean, I know more people with long noses that have rescued them from rescues, and they're fantastic dogs. Mm. And if they're not, you know, when that prey instinct goes from them, it does, because with most of them, and they're wonderful dogs. And the reason that they're in rescue in the first place is because of the greyhound industry, and like most of them are not going to be winners, so they end up in rescue. So I would certainly counter that. The whole thing about, like, you know, trying to one a dog warden in Sligo going to all the houses, he's right about that. I mean, if you're two or three or four, it still doesn't do. We have to go back to having legislation, chipped and licensed dogs. We see it the whole time in rescue. Dogs are chipped, but not with the address is maybe the breeder, or not, you know, or they are just not the same people. So it's very fraught.
So send the dog wardens round to knock on the doors and ask the pet owner, can I see your license?
Yeah.
Is it microchipped? Check it.
They don't have the powers anyway. I mean, I know I witnessed one time, it was a dog attack on the beach, and the person gave the wrong name and address, because I got in touch with the Gardaí afterwards, and they gave the wrong name and address to the guards who came, not even the dog, the guards. So, like, it's a really tough one. And I was saying to your researcher there, like, I don't walk my dogs on the beach anymore, because I've seen a few dog attacks, and I have small dogs, and it's just people just get out of their cars, dogs jump out. And they don't know where they are.
Well, as Donald told us about a situation there as well of a small pet tube and attacked in County Sligo.
Exactly.
Yeah. This listener tells me greyhounds are the most fabulous pet. We actually homed retired greyhounds. They require little exercise and they deserve a home and a great quality of life. Cindy was the best part and the best pet to become part of our family. I think that man should be better informed before casting opinions about greyhounds, as this listener. What about you, Patrick? Do we need more greyhounds? I'm not sure what part of the country you're in.
Yeah, I'm in Tipperary there. Now, I know the last comment there, people shouldn't generalise with certain breeds, because those people even have certain dogs and are well looked after and they're not vicious and whatever. So there's an awful lot of onus goes on people when they have a family pet. And as I said, I believe that all this stuff, even to do with wrong addresses being given, this should all be dealt with at source. And I believe the warden should play a vital role. And I believe there should be just a collector of information, and then that information brought back, and the relevant authorities deal with it. It could be to do with a council tenant. It could be to do with different areas. But as I said, there is a vital role for a dog warden, and I think there should be an awful lot more of them, because there's an awful lot of stuff going on within neighbourhoods with dogs and attacks with dogs, and we need to regulate that whole business. But the traffic warden or the dog warden should not be a one person identity. It should be just a collector of information, and that information should go back to the authorities, and then the proper procedures put in place.
Yeah, look, there's an interesting text from a listener. I don't know if I said greyhounds earlier. I obviously meant to say dog wardens, but this listener makes the point, why is it only the dog wardens? Like, what about the guards, the traffic warden? I mean, do they not have the authority to give tickets to pet owners for dog fouling in the same way as your TV licence warden should be allowed to ask for a dog licence as well if they were to see one out and about in the house? I don't know, Donal, if you're still with us very finally. Can you clarify that? I mean,
well, I suppose each of those have their own licence under their own authority. Traffic wardens have a particular area that they cover, and they're normally about revenue rather than safe parking. In other areas, the guards are the only ones that can cover everything. Mm. None of those other. Now, maybe those people have good suggestions, and I'm listening there, and some of them are good ideas. Mm. I think, to be fair, what the man said about, and we have had problems with. I would say greyhound type dogs being out, being used by people who go out lamping at night, which is for rabbits and stuff like that, which is and the dogs stray off and then cause mayhem. So there is a problem with that,
sure,
but that's not against the breed.
It's the owners that are wrong,
not the dog.
No,
there are useless sheepdogs that are born if you're breeding sheepdogs. There will always be some that most good dog owners will know after about 8 or 10 weeks that dog will never make any good for sheep. Same thing with greyhounds. People who breed them, they'll know the ones that are going to be useless after a certain number of weeks. Useless from a racing point of view. Maybe they'll be very affectionate pets,
yeah, like our last texter as well. This listener has a suggestion about a dedicated WhatsApp number should be put in place, so that if you do see somebody with their dog, you know, that they're not picking up after it, that people could take a photograph of it, of the pet and of the person, and send it in with their name on it. Sounds like a good idea. I suppose there'd be some, I don't know, would there be a GDPR issue in and around that? That I don't know.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.